You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. You've probably heard that there is a teacher shortage. According to reporting from ABC News, it is affecting 41 out of 53 states and territories in the District of Columbia. Here at home, the U.S. Department of Education says we're short on teachers, especially in math, science, special education, social studies. Framingham is trying something new, sponsoring H-1B visas for teachers from overseas. So far, it's allowed the district to fill needed positions with skilled bilingual workers for the long term. WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young joins us from the newsroom with more. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, Tiziana.
So listen, you have been reporting for how long now on teacher shortages?
You know, it's funny. First, it felt like during when the pandemic first hit, we thought, okay, during the school year, we'll see a lot of teachers leave. That wasn't necessarily the case right away. But in the years that followed, we saw it getting a little worse, and then now this year, and I think schools are bracing for impact in the next coming school year, too.
So it's been a minute, but now it's really intensifying.
It definitely has gotten to kind of a, I wouldn't say a tipping point that feels really dramatic, but it's definitely, like, noticeably worse than the height of the pandemic.
All right, so let's start with the basics, with this particular program. Some might be familiar with the H-2B or the J-1 visa, both used by seasonal workers in the state, particularly during, let's say, an example people hear about in the news, summer on the Cape or in the Berkshires. This isn't that. So what is this H-1B and how does it work?
Yeah, so the H-1B can be kind of complicated. But the thing to remember and that makes this particular program different is that the H-1B visa opens the door to applying for a green card or permanent residency. Whereas, like, if you have a J-1 visa, which a lot of schools have used teachers in that manner too, those have a hard cap. And if you want to come back on one of those visas, you have to go back to your home country for 2 years and then reapply for that visa. So this kind of gives schools a more, you know, after they've learned the ropes, they're more comfortable with the students and how things work in the school, rather than being like, okay, well, thank you, you know, and then saying goodbye. There's a chance for these teachers to stay long term and really make a home here.
So that time differential is a really big deal.
It is a very big deal, especially when it comes to, you know, becoming comfortable in your teaching role. It takes several years to really ramp up and get that institutional knowledge. And so that is what, from my understanding, talking to Framingham officials, is what they're really trying to do, is not have to say, like, okay, now that you know all of this, we're having to say goodbye to you. That, you know, if the teacher would like, they can stay.
All right. And give us the quick rundown. Just how does this work in Framingham?
In Framingham in particular, they are recruiting from Brazil for teachers who work in their bilingual programming for Portuguese bilingual programming. So there's, I believe, 4 schools in Framingham that have bilingual instruction. And so that's half the day English, half the day either Portuguese or Spanish, depending on the program you're choosing. But for the Portuguese program in particular, that is where they are going to Brazil to recruit licensed, qualified teachers to come and teach in that program.
And Framingham has a relatively high percentage of Brazilian residents.
Yes, they have a very big population, a Brazilian population. It's about a quarter, I believe the district told me, it was about a quarter of the students speak Portuguese to their families at home. And so that's a pretty sizable population. My understanding, too, is that it's one of the largest Portuguese or Brazilian populations in the country, too. So it's definitely like, you know, definitely a part of the city out there.
Okay, so Carrie Young, you stand by, please. You've introduced us to Larry Wolpe, who's the principal at Framingham's Potter Road Elementary School. So stand by, because Larry Wolpe is joining us on the line. Welcome back, principal.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So how bad is the teaching shortage in your school in Framingham? Can you kind of give us a sense of it? How many are you missing and what subjects, et cetera?
Yeah, so let me like zoom out first. So this morning, I was actually just reading an article, interestingly enough, that Merrimack College did their second annual survey about teaching and just where teachers are. And as Carrie alluded to, you know, we expected that there'd be sort of a shortage post-COVID. And yeah, we saw some of it. It wasn't as bad as we anticipated. But the bottom line in the survey is, you know, teachers are stressed. There's more demands. We see some post-COVID behaviors that we hadn't seen before. So that's sort of like the, you know, the the 20,000-foot view, if you will. But I think if we zoom in on Framingham, I mean, it is incredibly difficult. And not just, I mean, we'll focus on the bilingual Portuguese program that we have here at Potter Road, but it is really, really hard. We're seeing if we put out a position. So right now I have openings in K1 and 2 for next year. And between the three of them, I've only received about 6 applicants. So it's challenging.
Wow. What would you expect? I don't even want to use the word normal anymore. I don't know if we have a normal anymore, but let's say several years ago, what might you have expected to see in terms of numbers of applicants?
Several years ago, you'd see 20, 25 for just one of those positions. Okay. So now I have, you know, now it's like, okay, let's catch as catch can, see who we have out there and see who's qualified and see who can do the job and then move forward from there.
All right. So I want to talk about your bilingual education program. You're using this new approach. In the gaps here, part of the sort of the question that came up for us was, is this because the population is growing and you're using this approach to meet a new demand? Or is it because you also lost teachers who were teaching in this program due to the staffing shortage? Or do you kind of have a combination of both meeting in the middle now in 22, 23, 24?
I'm going to say it's probably the latter, a combination of everything, combination of factors. I think we've brought in teachers, we've brought in, you know, seasoned teachers from this country who happen to speak Portuguese. And for one reason or another, they've chosen to leave the program. And then, but we've also, we have our first teacher this year. She joined us in November and she came in on an H-1B visa from the district's program. And she's done a remarkable job. But as Carrie talked about, you know, you're not just coming to the country. You're not just going to be thrown into a classroom to teach. You need to get acclimated to the American culture, the American educational system, the students, the behaviors, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's a big lift then. And as I understand, according to Carrie's reporting, that there's about 6 months for the application process. There's paperwork. It's about $5,000 from the district budget. You need the assistance of an attorney. That's a lot. Does it feel like it is and is going to be worth it to go through all of that?
So I think time will tell as we look at things now, right? So we're in May, almost June, and it is challenging because I actually just reached out to our coordinator from the district and said, look, I need some Portuguese speaking teachers. Can we get them from Brazil? And what's the turnaround? And you know, can we expedite this process? And the answer was, well, you know, it takes about 6 months. And that I think is a challenge. So you're often being asked in November or December, what are your needs for next year? And respectfully, you can't always tell if you're going to hang on to a teacher who just joined you, you know, in November or December for the next coming school year. So you may not know your needs. So I do think that is an inherent challenge of the program, is just that you need to know, you know, in 6 months. And frankly, I can't tell you my need 6 months from now. I could leave and somebody decides to resign over the summer. And then I have, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to fill that position. So I think that's a challenge, but hopefully over time, the district can sort of predetermine its needs, perhaps have anticipated openings, and we can start the process. Because as things stand now, as encouraging as it is to have this program, it's a real challenge to say, oh yeah, this is what I'll need in 6 months. There have been situations where I've said to myself, boy, I'd really love to interview X candidate from Brazil, but I know that it's now June. There's no way they're getting here by August.
We're speaking with Principal Larry Wolpe of Framingham's Potter Road Elementary School about this use of a visa program to bring teachers from Brazil for a bilingual teaching program at the elementary school. It's based on reporting from WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young, who is here in Studio 2. And Carrie, I'm going to invite you back into the conversation with me and Principal Wolpe here because part of what the principal just said is unique to this situation, but some of that I can't know my needs right now thing feels like something that you might hear from a lot of principals in a lot of schools dealing with shortages and having to try to do planning.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a universal kind of thing I hear, and it definitely depends on the district. But even districts that, have traditionally attracted a lot of applicants, Boston being one of them, Boston's pay tends to be a little bit higher than surrounding areas. So even Boston is finding that they're not having a lot of people apply to their teaching positions. It's affecting this district, too. And so that's telling me that, no one is avoiding this right now.
So Principal Wolpe, I'll turn back to you. There are a couple of other questions that came up for me just in talking to you. First, I could also imagine there could be something very powerful for your Brazilian diaspora to have teachers in the classroom coming from Brazil to connect with your kids.
Incredibly powerful. I mean, so we have a number of teachers who were on board in Framingham, on board at Potter Road, even before the program began. They may have come from Brazil 25 years ago or something, and they're wonderful educators. But the fact is, even in speaking with them, they'll tell you they're more Americanized at this juncture, right? So when you bring in somebody who represents not only the country, but brings the culture of the country, and it's fresh in their, you know, in their minds, that's incredibly powerful. I was just having a conversation the other day with the teacher who I referred to, who came over here in an H-1B, and she was telling me, she said, "Larry, you have no idea how I'm able to connect with these kids because they can relate to my experience." You know, they might have had different immigration experiences, and we won't go down that road, but you know, she knows, oh, wait, maybe they're from a little farm, or maybe they're from this community, or maybe they're from this big city. And I know that big city. And just those connections are invaluable with students. I mean, the bottom line with education is you've got to be able to connect with your students before you can get any academic output, performance, or achievement. And having the teachers that are coming from Brazil is incredibly powerful.
And you answered my other question there, which was reaction from other teachers. So we'll say goodbye to you there. Larry Wolpe is principal at Framingham's Potter Road Elementary School. I know it's the school day there. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So turning back to you, Carrie Young, any other school districts taking them up on this example and thinking about or starting to do the same thing?
So I have heard of another district doing something similar, but not exactly the same. I guess everyone's kind of doing their own take on this, right? And so in Boston is what I'm referring to. The city has recently launched, it was announced a couple months ago, it's a very small pilot program that's offering to any current city employee who works in a hard-to-staff position. So that can be in their technology department, their streets department, and also education, so that includes teachers, that the city is offering to help them get a longer-term visa. So that for them, it could be an H-1B, it could be another type of visa, they're not limiting it. But, you know, when I talked to city officials there about why start this program, it was like, you know, I think the official told me, the residents expect really excellent services, and if we can't fill these positions, you're not going to get a good service from your education, from the streets department, what have you. And so that's what led them down this road to be like, you know, if you're already here, we're going to help you stay.
So that's the other question. In a moment when immigration is a hotbed political issue, pushback from families, et cetera, have you heard any of that?
I haven't heard pushback from families so much yet. And, you know, when you ask, I asked all of the, you know, either the school officials or the city officials in the case of Boston about like, okay, playing devil's advocate, there will probably be people who say, why not hire locally? And the answer is we would like to. We really want to. And we've tried. But we can't. These positions aren't getting filled. And so we have to have a teacher in this classroom. We have to have someone in this position. And so we're going to find a way to do that.
What are you going to watch for next on this?
You know, I am curious to see what other districts pick this up, if it's going to be something that really catches on and a little bit more steam. I've talked to a couple of other districts. They didn't want to go on the record because it was something they were just kind of talking around, bouncing around ideas with it. But it is something that, you know, officials at various different districts have told me Yeah, it's on our radar. We just started talking about this. Seems promising. So I am really curious to see what happens down the road with, this maybe becoming more of a trend.
You're back on the show with us tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
All right, WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young for today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.